Hi there, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric Heckman, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. Call or text him with any questions that you have about what we're discussing today, or if you would like to set up that complimentary session with Eric. He's offering that to you today. The number is 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Whether you're busy planning for retirement or just busy thinking about retirement, there are no shortage of questions about retirement. You know, we're all asking, oh my gosh, how should I plan for it? Or how do I know that I'm planning for it correctly? But Eric, the bottom line is that everyone still generally has the same questions and concerns, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're saying people are people and that many ways people are all alike, you know, it can be very true. Some of these things hold true for everyone across the board. Not everything, but you know, often a lot of these do. So what we like to do is kind of go over those frequently asked retirement questions and then give you a blueprint to show you what's the best way to really find that best answer for you. And all the questions we're going to be talking about today are just equally important in retirement. And if you're the type of person who wants to develop a firm, written investment and income plan, well, that's what we're here for. So there's a lot more to retirement than what you're thinking of. Have you saved enough money? While it's true your retirement savings and pensions and Social Security can help, no doubt, but you have to make sure you have a real plan, a strategy to put all these pieces together. Many things that can impact the amount of monthly income you're going to have in retirement. There's many ways to chart the course to retirement, whether you want to go alone or do it with a financial planner or somebody else to help you. You know, retirement's really an irrevocable decision. So what you do in terms of planning and what kind of path you lay out there, that's the big thing you have to make sure is that, you know, you're on that right path that you want to be. So that's what we want to talk about, is figuring out how to do it and what items need to be addressed before you make that big change.
What would be the first question then that we need to help our listeners with today?
Well, Social Security is probably one of the biggest concerns, and you know, it has a lot of parameters when you're really thinking about it. When to turn it on, of course, is the biggest one. You know, so lots of times people think it's going to be 62. They want to just take it as soon as they can get it. A lot of people now have gotten a little bit smarter, I think, and starting to realize that, hey, my full retirement age should be the time when I should take it. But should I take it till 70? There's all these different kinds of concerns. And so it really kind of depends on your situation a lot. And that's why you can't really answer it, you know, blanket for everybody. But Social Security is going to be a big part of your retirement income. And so, you know, this can make a big dramatic effect on your retirement and, you know, how that income is going to grow and how you're going to, you know, be able to enjoy your retirement. I mean, one thing that people forget a lot on Social Security is, you know, what's the taxes around it? It's state tax free. So, you know, that's a great asset to have more income, obviously, than an IRA or other taxable assets. It's going to be mostly taxable in the federal level, but there's going to be some portions not taxed. So, you know, that's the nice part is, you know, if you're looking at the taxes, looking at the income and your other investments all together, now you're coming up with a plan. Now you're trying to figure out, you know, what's the best way to go. So that's the process that you really should be using, not just, hey, I should turn it on because I happen to hit 66 and that's my full retirement age. So tying all this together into a plan is really the biggest critical thing. So with all the changes to Social Security and just obviously having some sort of plan is really the thing that you need to do to figure out when to turn that Social Security income on. So one of the things we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually come up with a written blueprint, a blueprint to worry less wealth is what we like to call it. And what this is it's a diagram showing you not only how to take income throughout retirement, it's a written income plan. Then we go into your investments and taxes. How do those all coordinate? And we actually will help you with the tax advice. We're not like a lot of these other financial people who talk about everything is to do with taxes, but don't help you with tax advice at all. And so we'll combine all three of those elements along with healthcare decision, which obviously can have a huge effect. And then lastly, legacy, you know, how are you going to pass these assets on? And so if you combine all those five items into one blueprint to worry less wealth, you're going to know what income path you're going to be on, you know, where your money's coming from, and you know, you're going to be able to retire and stay retired for the rest of your life. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you're one of the first 9 callers today, all you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, 408-297-9800. Again, it's 408 877-297-9800. If you saved at least $250,000 for retirement, we'd love to be able to help with you and do this meeting for no cost, no obligation. It's just a nice process that we go through, find out where you're at, find out where you want to be going, and then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800, or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com. This is a question I get. You know, I think a lot of misconceptions out there. Actually, my got three sons, but my oldest son, he's doing some econ type stuff in school right now, and he was talking about me about Social Security, and you know, one of the things he said, "Oh yeah, it's gonna go away," and you know, it's like, no, that's not exactly what their website says. So if you really read about Social Security is not a system where you put money in for yourself. Now, I know a lot of people out there want to try to do that. I think it'll be a nightmare if it does it, because first of all, you know, people, there's all sorts of stats that show people when they run their own money do worse than if they'd, you know, had just let it be and stuff. So that's one issue. But the bigger issue is Social Security is really designed more like just regular insurance or car insurance or anything like that. The way insurance companies have money to pay you is because of other people are putting their money in every month. And same thing with Social Security. So Social Security can't ever really run out of money unless everyone stopped working today. And so that's one of the biggest fallacies. Anytime you see somebody saying Social Security is run out of money, it can't, because there's people working every day. Everybody gets paid and they pay in Social Security. Well, that's more money for Social Security. Now, will they have enough money to pay what they owe everybody? That's a different story. And so if you look at their website, it changes a lot. But last I think I saw was 2034, somewhere around there, which sounds like a way, way, way down the road. But that's 17 years from now that they're going to have these issues where they're going to only be able to pay so much of the Social Security benefits. So, you know, the number's been changing, but they're roughly in the 70% range. So it's kind of like if you called up your mortgage company and said, "Hey, I just want to pay 70% of my payment this month." You know, they're not going to let you do that. You know, there's going to be problems. So there is obviously going to be some issues. Sadly enough, I don't think any politician's going to bother to have the guts to do anything unless it's about two election cycles away. So, you know, I think we'll see some changes, but it'll probably be at least two Senate terms away, so 12 years away before we really start seeing somebody finally take care of it and solve the issues. And, you know, there's a lot of things. I mean, they've already moved up the retirement age for a lot of us. So, you know, most people today who are retiring age 66 is your full retirement age. You know, if you're born between 55 and 59, you're phasing into 67. But anybody born 1960 on, it's age 67 is your normal age. And the penalty is much, much deeper to be taking it at 62. So I think that's what you're going to see is probably some even more changes like that. And probably one of the ones that was dumb that they didn't fix was the age 62. Why move up the full retirement age and not move up the minimum? You know, that would have been a lot smarter to move those two together. So, you know, that there's going to be some sort of changes, but, you know, that's why you need a plan. I mean, that's why you really need to sit down and figure out, okay, how am I going to get my income? Where's it going to be coming from? Yes, Social Security will be a big part of it, you know, fairly tax advantage type of assets. That's good. Again, what you want to do is look at all these things together, create a blueprint to worry less wealth, where you're looking at your income, your investments, your taxes. And that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. So you may have done investment management or investment planning, but you haven't really done full retirement planning. So if you want to do that, all you have to do is pick up the phone, give us a call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. And you can always find us at wealthcreator.com.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric Heckman, and this is Wealth Creator Radio. Call or text him at 408-297-9800. If you want to create that five-point plan, that blueprint to worryless wealth, give Eric a call at 408-297-9800. Again, that is complimentary. So if you call right now during the show, you can take advantage of that. Today, we are talking about America's biggest retirement concerns. We were just talking about Social Security. What would be the next big question that you would need to answer for us on our retirement concerns, Eric?
Well, by far the next one is the one that's always, every single study shows that this is the number one question people have in retirement is, yeah, how do you not run out of money before you die? So obviously Social Security, assuming it keeps going fine and you're still getting most of your payments, you'll at least always have something coming in. But you know, that's not exactly all the money you're going to need, right? So one of the things you need to do is have some sort of plan to make sure you have money for the rest of your life. And, you know, some of the pitfalls is, you know, just not saving enough, you know, retiring too soon before you should have. You know, sometimes just spending too much money and too quickly, having off, you know, a lot too much fun initially, and then trying to find out all of a sudden, oops, I don't have enough money to keep going. You know, the other big one nowadays can be just having that downturn right when you start retirement. I mean, there's a thing called sequence of returns where if you lose a lot of money up at the front end, it can really harm you. And, you know, that you can't recover from something that, you know, was that big while you're spending your dollars, especially if it happened, you know, the first, you know, year or two. Living longer than lots of times most people, you know, plan to do. I mean, it's amazing how many 90-year-olds I know, and I mean, even how many of my clients who are in their 70s and still have their parents alive. So, you know, there's a lot of people living a lot longer, and that's one of those things you have to worry about. And then all these unpredictable expenses that just come up, you know, you never know what's happening. So, you know, really what people are really trying to figure out is, you know, how do I make sure my savings last as long as I do? And obviously, hopefully a little beyond. So, you know, that's one of the problems that a lot of us have. And, you know, that's one of the things that we do work on here at Heckman Financial. But, you know, coming up with a plan that's not just based on maybe, not based on I hope, you know, that my money's going to last. You know, there are some guaranteed type of investments that you can put money into. Most of us don't have a pension. So there are ways where you can kind of really simulate your own pension by repositioning some of your assets into something that would be guaranteed to pay for your whole lifetime. You know, and these, I think, are critical items to have. I mean, when you look at a lot of the retirement studies where they're talking about investment planning and all sorts of stuff, and they're looking at all these, you know, really kind of esoteric type of, you know, modeling and all this stuff that really puts most of us to sleep, you know, but what happens when you look at that? A lot of them say, oh, yeah, you should have some money annuitized or in a lifetime payout. So, you know, that's one of the things that people need to be looking at is how are you going to have that money coming in? How are you going to have it coming in every single year for the rest of your life, you know, no matter what? So, you know, if that's one of the things that you'd like to do, you know, our five-point plan for our blueprint to worry less wealth, you know, that's first and foremost having that written income plan, not a plan that's based on hope and maybe, but plan that's based on things that will happen. And then you want to look at your investments. Then you want to look at taxes. How do these things all interrelate? And then what about healthcare issues and legacy issues? You know, we want to have all these written down on a written income plan and a blueprint to worry less wealth. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, that's something you want to implement for you and your family, all you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. We'll set up a time to get together, go over where you're at right now, see how things are going, what your goals, your dreams are. And then we'll come up with some strategies. We'll show you this plan, and then it's up to you if you want to take advantage of the plan or implement it. There's no cost, no obligation, totally free. It's just you and us doing some planning and getting these things concrete in writing. So if you'd like to take advantage of that, give us a call, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. And you can find us anytime at wealthcreator.com.
Well, Eric, you're talking about how to estimate whether or not your money is going to last as you do. Number one fear, right, in retirement is are you going to run out of money in retirement? So can you go ahead and continue with that?
Yeah, certainly. So here's an exercise you can try. So first, let's determine how long you live. You know, you use things like life expectancy, family, longevity, Or just say a conservative number like age 100. What if you lived 100 but only planned to 90? Well, those last 10 years would not be too pretty, right? So next, determine what your income will look like month in, month out. And, you know, really, what are you looking for here and how much you need to withdraw from your savings on a regular basis? Now, how will that withdrawal change over time? You know, you need to inflate it for rising costs of healthcare, you know, just normal inflation. So usually you'd probably want to use at least 3%, even though right now inflation's been lower, but historically it's been closer to that. And then what type of withdrawal rate are you going to need to have? So if you're withdrawing $24,000 a year from your investments and you've only had $300,000 saved, well, that's 8%. That's way too high. So you can run a value, you know, time value calculation to determine, you know, how long will this last? And, you know, it might, you know, be you'll run out of money in 20 years. Now, if you're retired at 62 and you have no money by age 82, well, you know, that's not even with inflation or anything else. Obviously, that's a big problem. So, you know, so that'd be one of the things to look at is, you know, and that's where somebody like myself, you know, retirement advisor, financial advisor, a fiduciary-based advisor, really can sit down and kind of go over all this information and figure out, okay, what does your situation really look like? Now, you know, the software you use is, it's pretty nice and pretty simple. It's not super complex or anything like that. And, you know, it just says, okay, here's how much you're spending. Here's where your income sources are, Social Security, you know, other investments, assets, if you were lucky enough to have a pension. And let's run those numbers out. Let's run it with inflation. Let's see how that money's growing over time. And there's going to be either, you know, no problem, or at some point there'll be some red line that says, well, you're out of liquid assets. Doesn't mean you're out of income, because you might, you know, you'd still have Social Security coming in. You know, if you have some guaranteed income for life type of things, you know, those would still be coming in, but you just don't have any liquid assets. Well, obviously, if you've got a house that's now, you know, 20, 30 years later in the future, it's going to be worth a ton of money. You know, then you could downsize, you could use those proceeds. So, you know, it depends on what age that is. You know, if you run out of money at age 75, well, yeah, time to change your retirement plan. And so if you're running out of money at age 95 and you've got a house that'd be, you know, not $1.5 million anymore, it'll be, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 or some crazy number of millions by then, you know, then you're probably going to be okay, because you can downsize and take the cash or do a reverse mortgage. There's lots of options you can do. So really that's what we're trying to figure out here is what can you do and what other options you have. But if you don't do this analysis and you don't do this planning, there's just no way to know that you have a problem that's down the road. And if you don't find out about it soon, well, then, you know, you don't want to be in retirement and all of a sudden find out you're 85 and you need to go back to work. You know, that's not the time to be figuring this out. So, you know, you want to have this plan ahead of time. And, you know, that's what we do here at Heckman Financial.
Is there even another question that retirees are asking?
Well, I mean, obviously there's one that, you know, is do you have enough money to retire? But there's also another one of do you want to retire? So, so that'd be the other thing too, is figuring out, you know, what are you going to be doing in retirement and when do you want to retire? And, you know, and sometimes, you know, people want to get out of the rat race right away. And sometimes people just say, I want to take a job for fun, not something I have to. So first and foremost, find out, okay, what's your goals? What's your dreams? What are you trying to achieve? And what's your timelines for all these things? And then secondly, we come up with a plan and put in some strategies. And so what we do is we do this 5-point plan, again, where we take your income plan, figure out how that money's going to last for the rest of your life, and where you're not going to have to worry about ever running out. Then we're going to look at investments, taxes, how those things all interrelate, and what's the best way, what's the best sources to get those dollars, and where should those dollars be today. And then we're going to look at healthcare issues, legacy issues, and how that all combines into one blueprint to worry less wealth. And if you don't have this blueprint to worry less wealth, there's not a way that you can easily retire without having all these questions answered in a way that you know it's going to happen. So first and foremost, pick up that phone and give us a call, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. You can call or text 408-297-9800, or you can find us anytime at wealthcreator.com.
Take control of your financial future. Certified financial planner Eric Heckman invites you to his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshops. These monthly educational workshops will help you learn proven strategies to maximize your retirement income and reduce your financial risk. Eric will also answer questions on Social Security, how to survive in a low interest rate environment, year-end tax planning, and more. Join Heckman Financial and Insurance Services for his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshop at noon on the third Thursday of every month. A light lunch and parking will be provided. Reservations are required, so call today, 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. For more information, go to wealthcreator.com and click on upcoming events. That's wealthcreator.com. Seats go fast, so call now, 408-297-9800.
And we are back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here today with Eric Heckman. We were just talking about, you know, how to estimate whether your money will last as long as you need it to. So, Eric, could you give us a formula or an example for people who want to know if they are going to have enough to retire, maybe later?
Yeah, well, let's give an example. Let's say Bob, who's 58, he wants to retire in 6 years at age 64. But he's wondering if he's got enough money to do so. So far, he's got $500,000 saved up. And he's contributing $20,000 a year in his 401k and plans to do that for, you know, the next 6 years. He also thinks that he's going to need about $5,000 a month in retirement. So that includes his, you know, normal, you know, just day-to-day expenses, along with some fun stuff to do, right? And also an estimate for health care and everything else. So if he turns on Social Security at age 64, he could get about $1,800 a month. And he's got a small pension for $1,000 a month. So, you know, Bob's basically, his gap is about $2,200 or so a month, and you know, it'll probably be more like $3,000 a month that he'll actually need with inflation and everything. So, you know, so if he's doing that and he's growing that money, you know, how much can he take? Well, hopefully he'd have about $700,000, $730,000, you know, by retirement time at age 64, and he should be able to take that $36,000 a year. You know, if he's using that 4% rule, you know, so that should make it till, you know, about age 95. But that's with no adjustments for increasing monthly needs. So that's the problem. So another question is, should we buy an annuity? And, you know, continuing on, buying annuities, again, this is a thing that should be really tied into your income plan first and your investment plan second. Now, the problem is a lot of people focus only on their investments and not on their income. And so, again, that 4% rule sounds good, but if all of a sudden that money drops by 20-30%, that 4% rule could be shot and could be really in trouble. So, you know, one of the things is looking at the annuities. You know, if we look at that previous example, you know, if he took some of that money, some of that $730,000 he'd saved up, he could take some of that and buy an annuity that would guarantee his a little bit more money because he had Social Security, he had a little bit of a pension. So this would give him another what we call floor of income. So it'd be the floor would be a little bit higher. So it's not just that small pension and the Social Security. Now if he's got another money coming in from this annuity, now he might be up to, say, $3,800 a month for life. And, you know, that's he said he needed about $5,000. So that's most of his money that he needs. And so what that does is it takes a lot of pressure off your investments. You know, allows you to have those investments grow a lot more. You know, you probably have less than money in bonds, which aren't earning anything today and are full of risk because we know rates are going to go up. And so this is a way where you can have some of the more of that money actually invested at, in essence, a higher risk, but overall lower risk, because if you add in the annuity that's guaranteed and then that investment portion versus it being all in the investment, you know, your net result will be actually less risk, yet you're going to have more income guaranteed. And you're going to have probably, hopefully, higher returns over the long term because you have more in the actual stock market, not as much in the bond market. So, you know, one of the things is, you know, looking around for the right type of annuity, and that can be a huge, huge, tough thing to do. I mean, you got to watch out. A lot of people are really hung up on stupid things that really don't matter. You know, how much does this income grow by? That's a meaningless number. Some companies have huge growth rates and they pay very little. And so it's very hard as a consumer to compare. So the only thing you ever want to compare is like Bob here, who's trying to retire in 6 years. His only question should be, which annuity can guarantee me the most money for life starting in 6 years? It shouldn't be which one has the biggest bonus, which one has the fanciest formula, which one has, you know, whatever exotic new index that turns out won't be very good in a couple of years. I mean, there's a lot of gimmicks, a lot of silliness out there in the annuity world. And so you got to watch out. And, you know, you also have to watch out with what type of annuity. You know, if you're looking at the variable kind, that's the kind that's in the stock market. That's not lowering your risk at all. That's actually making your risk even higher. And usually if it's a variable annuity, it's pretty much impossible that it can be the highest, best guarantee. But why is that? If they're trying to pay you money for the rest of your life and at the same time trying to invest your money, there's going to be some issues, right? If the market drops, how are they going to be able to guarantee your money for life? So, you know, that's one of these things that you have to watch out for is a lot of times variable annuities sound good because you're putting some risk, some safety around, you know, something that's highly risky, which is the stock market, yet you're actually getting very little guaranteed benefits and you're still having lots of risk. So better kind is have ones that are truly, truly guaranteed principal, where they're going to index with the market, but they're going to still do well. And there's lots of different options, but you got to make sure you're talking to the right person, somebody who's not tied into with one company and not focused on only one type. So, you know, if that's something you're looking for and something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is pick up the phone today and give us a call. We'll sit you down and go through where you're at right now, what types of assets you have, where do you want to be. Then we'll actually develop a strategy, come up with this income plan, the investment plan, the tax plan, the healthcare and legacy plan, all 5 points into one blueprint to worry less wealth, where you're going to have income for the rest of your life. We're going to make sure you're on the right track and make sure that, you know, what you want to happen happens and not have to be hoping for things to happen. So if you want that written plan, all you have to do is, you know, there's no cost, no obligation, totally free process. It's just we give you that information and it's up to you if you want to take action. All you have to do is pick up the phone today and call 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. And you can find us anytime online at wealthcreator.com.
Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's been in the business for almost 25 years now. And at Heckman Financial, they offer you seminars where they educate you on retirement and alternative investments, tax savings, and even lifetime income. So check out their events page on their website. It's wealthcreator.com. They have lots of lunch and learns, and you can figure out ways to go listen to Eric and get some very good advice. Also, you can connect with him on Facebook or Twitter. Just go to @1WealthCreator. Again, that's @1 Wealth Creator to ask some questions or check out that website again, wealthcreator.com. So we're talking about the biggest retirement concerns that are shared by most Americans. Another question is not necessarily how much do I have to save, but how much am I going to spend in retirement? Right, Eric?
Yeah, well, one of the biggest problems I find when people think about this is, you know, they hear studies that you need only 70 or 80% of your pre-tax retirement income or something like that, or, you know, sometimes it's after tax, whichever way. But really what the number should be is look at your take-home pay today. I mean, ideally, if you can try to get somewhere close to that take-home pay in retirement, you'll be pretty good, because assuming you're fine right now living on that take-home pay. So that'd be one ideal goal to hit. But the other reality that people really kind of mess up on is how much are you going to spend when you get all this time to spend it? And so that's the big reality that people don't really think about, is the fact that, you know, when they're all of a sudden 7 days a weekend, not two, you know, depending on what your hobbies are. I mean, maybe you're a golfer and you only can barely get one round of golf, and now all of a sudden you're getting three or four. Well, it depends on where you're playing, but that could add up a lot of costs. Also, if you're trying to been taking those trips that you always wanted to take, that, you know, Mediterranean cruise or the river cruise in Europe, or doing the African safari, one of these, you know, fun trips like that, you know, these things cost money, right? And so if you're doing several of those a year, and especially doing for several years on end, it can be a lot of money too. So lots of things that you want to look at is what, not only what your monthly budget is, but what's that budget for those extra items. And I'd probably do them for at least 5 or 10 years of your first years of retirement. So really got to make sure you've got that money sitting there ready to go, because, you know, if you don't do that and then all of a sudden you find out way too late that you spent way too much, then, you know, your retirement's going to be very drastically different, or you're going to have to be figuring out something to get some other income. So, you know, that's one of the things, is coming up with a real budget figuring out how long you're going to be able to last doing those extra things. You know, how much money do you think that'll take? And then kind of coming up with a real plan for that. And make sure your loved ones are taken care of too. So call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can go online anytime at wealthcreator.com.
We have a couple of more questions that made the list of America's biggest retirement concerns. That's coming up next on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 25th year at Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through retirement. Call or text him today for your portfolio stress test. Here's that number to call Eric, 408-297-9800. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, you can call or text him at 408-297-9800. Remember, when you do call right now during our show, you can get that complimentary, no obligation blueprint to worry less wealth. Today, we're talking about the biggest retirement concerns that are shared by most of us who are planning for retirement. What would be another question that people need to answer before retiring, Eric?
Well, this one really goes hand in hand with what we've been discussing, and that's, of course, how to pay for medical expenses in retirement. So, you know, one of the things is if you're trying to retire early. So retiring early in this context is Medicare eligibility age, which, crazily enough, the government didn't bother changing along with Social Security. They should have, I think, but, you know, they moved one but not the other. So the weird part for a lot of people is now their normal Social Security age is maybe 66 or soon to be 67. But Medicare is still at 65, so it makes things a little bit more convoluted just because of you used to take both at the same time, and now you don't necessarily do that. But
why do you think they left it that way? I know you're not in Congress, but I wonder why they left it that way.
Well, just so many things that you can try to fight and change, I guess. And, you know, it would have saved the Medicare system a ton. And I think at some point they're going to have to go back and revisit that. But, you know, one of the things that's really tough is if people are trying to retire early. So if they're trying to retire at, you know, say 60, 62, whatever that age is, well, healthcare, you know, is a big cost and big item, and especially nowadays. And so, you know, I had a client, we'll just call her Ann, but she was a breast cancer survivor. And what happens, they decided to retire, move up to Sierra Foothills and enjoy the simpler life and all that. And her husband was a veteran, so he was able to get veterans benefits. But being a breast cancer survivor and trying to get individual health insurance was near impossible. So she had to go on the major risk program, which is basically paid by the cigarette taxes. And, you know, the plan was, you know, it was like $1,000 a month for a huge high deductible and covered almost nothing. You know, it was super expensive. So they were very happy when she hit 65 because it saved them a ton of money. But, you know, with Affordable Care Act or what people call Obamacare, the nice thing is it did allow a lot of people to be able to actually have that guaranteed coverage. If that goes away, I think for a lot of people retiring early, it might be very, very tough because how are you going to make sure you have that health care? And now if you retire from your company, you know, you get COBRA coverage, which is, you know, that can take you for, you know, up to a year and a half. So lots of times people ironically purposely do 63 and a half because 63 and a half takes you to 65, right? So, you know, so that can be one way to do it. But again, it's still going to be, you know, for people over 60, it's if you're paying for your own, it's pretty much count on almost $1,000 a person, you know, a month. And so that can be a very big expense. Now, once you hit Medicare age, it drops down. And so that's the nice part is, you know, maybe your Medicare Part B, maybe it's only, you know, a little over $100 there. You know, then if you're paying a supplement, okay, maybe $200 or $300. So you're maybe at $400 or so a month. And that's one of the things that can help, you know, is definitely is how those costs go. Now, one of the risks that you have also is people don't realize that Medicare is actually a income-based, you know, premium. So what happens is, you know, I had a client, her name's Cheryl, she had sold this house and she had a, you know, had it for a long, long time, had a huge gain on it. And it was just 1 year, but all of a sudden her Medicare premiums tripled for that next year because they said she was basically super wealthy because she's making a ton of money. And for so that's one of the things that people don't really realize, that if they have big, large sales of assets in retirement, and usually what happens is if you had a sale of an asset, say, in 2017, most likely your Medicare premium won't actually go up until 2019. And you kind of go, why is that? Well, you didn't file your taxes for 17 until, you know, April of 18. And so then the Medicare only does this on January, so then they wait till the following year to finally affect your taxes. So, you know, you make money basically almost 2 years earlier, had a good income year, and then you pay for it 2 years later when your income may not be that high, but now you're paying for it. So that's one of those weird things that, that Medicare can really get you. So, you know, you gotta watch out for retiring early, and then also how to plan for that, that money. You know, if you're having, you know, all of a sudden a larger income, or you just are doing good, sometimes your Medicare premiums will go up for you and your spouse. It's each person, actually.
Can you kind of explain the Part A, B, and all those? Because we don't talk about those a whole lot, but can we just kind of touch on that real quick?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, so Part A is basically everybody gets. Part B is the one that you're paying for typically out of your Social Security, although a lot of times now people are having to pay for it out of pocket because they haven't turned on their Social Security yet. And that covers some basic stuff. I mean, it's really kind of goofy, like go down to how many pints of blood a year and all this silly stuff. So, you know, then there's Part D, which is prescription drugs. And that's one that some people like to have, some people don't. It basically covers for a while, then doesn't cover much, and then covers more. And so it's a little convoluted how that whole system works. So usually what you're going to do is usually you're going to have some sort of supplement. And that, and sometimes they call it Medicare gap coverage. And so it's filling in all those gaps. And, you know, it's something you definitely want to have. If you're somebody likes to go like Kaiser or something, a lot of times they have a, you know, set one where you just go to Kaiser and it's built into your plan and a little simpler. If you're somebody wants to have their own insurance, then yeah, you just have to look at what type of coverage. They're all done by letters. They're all standard. So all the plan coverages are standard. So it's really just you're now you're looking at what networks and, you know, where's a doctor around you, which coverage do they take? And yeah, you know, that's usually going to be more what you're going to be really focusing on when you're trying to pick which plan's best for you.
Again, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and also check out their website. It is wealthcreator.com. What would be the final question on our list of the top retirement concerns, Eric?
Well, the last one's really, should I take my pension as a lump sum or not? And this can be a tough plan. I mean, it can be really a tough call. You know, obviously, if your health isn't great, then you should really take it as a lump sum, because if you're not going to live a long time, then that might be a problem. Now, if your health is really good, then maybe taking that pension and having that liability be on your company side might be a good way to go also. You have to look at, okay, how long is my company going to be here for? Because that's one issue. I mean, I had a client retire. He was a retired United mechanic for 30 years. All of a sudden, when they went bankrupt years ago, they cut his pension by a third. He had to go back and get a job, and he thought he was done. So that's one of those tough things. So, you know, that's where, you know, having a lump sum, you've got it. Now you can invest it, and you can do a lot more alternative stuff with it. You can do, you know, pick your own things. Now, as long as you don't screw that up, you know, it can be great. If you spend too much, like I've got one client who took a lump sum pension. She's a Kaiser nurse. She's been blowing money left and right and helping her kids and doing a lot of nice things for lots of people. But, you know, at some point, she's going to run out of money and she's going to find out why we kept telling her stop doing this. So sometimes, you know, it could also be a bad thing because then you have too much access to this pile of cash. So, you know, that's one of those things where you have to look at a lot of issues around how's your income going to come in? Where's that money going to be coming from? You know, how are you going to be able to take care of yourself? And, you know, does it make sense to have a lump sum? I mean, a lot of times it does make better sense to have that lump sum payout, but, you know, really have to run the numbers. And so if that's something you want to do, you want to come up with that plan, again, call them 408 408-297-9800. Again, you can call or text 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800, or you can find us anytime at wealthcreator.com.
Here today with Eric Heckman, we were just talking about, you know, how to estimate whether your money will last as long as you need it to. We'll be right back for the rest of Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
Take control of your financial future. Certified financial planner Eric Heckman invites you to his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshops. These monthly educational workshops will help you learn proven strategies to maximize your retirement income and reduce your financial risk. Eric will also answer questions on Social Security, how to survive in a low interest rate environment, year-end tax planning, and more. Join Heckman Financial and Insurance Services for his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshop at noon on the third Thursday of every month. A light lunch and parking will be provided. Reservations are required, so call today, 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. For more information, go to wealthcreator.com and click on upcoming events. That's wealthcreator.com. Seats go fast, so call now, 408-297-9800. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial. And of course, this is Wealth Creator Radio. Eric is a registered investment advisor. He's also a certified financial planner. So today you are getting straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and comfortable retirement. Here's that number to call to sit down with Eric and create a blueprint to worryless wealth. All right, that 5-point plan that Eric talks about every single weekend. Call or text him at 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Today, we've been talking about the biggest retirement questions that people have and, you know, how you need to make sure that you do have a plan for each of these most frequently asked questions. So, Eric, we are about out of time. So really, it's just kind of this segment. We just kind of wrap things up. So do you have any final thoughts for our listeners today?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, let's recap some of the things is, you know, when to take Social Security, you know, what age should I start at? You know, what's the best way to figure that out? And lots of times, one of the things we didn't even talk about really is, you know, if you're married, really what you want to do is whoever that had the higher income, you want that check to be the biggest possible check. So you want to usually have that person wait as long as they can. And so that's one of the things is looking at Social Security. Then, you know, how are you going to invest those monies? Should you buy an annuity? Should you have some of that money guaranteed for life? Does that make sense for you and your situation? You know, so these are all things that you have to be looking at along with stuff like, you know, the healthcare dilemma, how to retire. If you're going to retire early, how are you going to get that healthcare until you're 65? And then even once past 65, how much are you budgeting for those? Do you have some sort of plan for long-term care? You know, all these types of issues. You know, really, if you think about it, every single one of these question items that we talked about, you know, be it, you know, healthcare, be it the Social Security, annuities, any of these things really come down to having a plan. So really that's really what this all should be about is how are you going to have a plan that takes care of all these different issues and make sure that, you know, you're going to have the retirement that you've been dreaming of. So, you know, that's one of the things that we can do for you. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. You know, what we're going to do is we're going to have a written income plan. You got to have that written income plan showing you how that money is going to last for our retirement, how you're going to grow with inflation, make sure you're not going to run out of money too early. And if you do, what's the backup plan? Where do those other assets come from? And so having that written income plan, that then dictates where you should be investing, not the other way around. And then also how are taxes going to be? Taxes are going to be massively more complicated in retirement because you have a lot more different types of assets to grab and use. And then lastly, of course, what we talked about before was the healthcare and legacy issues. You know, how's that all going to play in to the whole picture? So you want these 5 points taken care of in that blueprint to worryless wealth. This way you can have a, you know, an exciting portfolio or an exciting life. We want you to have that exciting life. So we want to create that blueprint to worryless wealth. All you have to do is, again, call or text 408-297-9800. The planning process is absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. We'll sit down, we'll do that plan, create that plan for you, and then it's up to you if you want to use us to implement that plan or not. But again, call or text 408-297-9800, or you can go online at wealthcreator.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.